So whenever you listen to this recording, at home or somewhere else, sitting or laying down, or even laying in a comfortable bed, you can turn your attention outwards for a moment, noticing just for a moment whatever you can hear at this moment. Perhaps noticing just for a moment the temperature of the air against your skin, the sense you may feel, the clothes you wear, gentle movements of your body you can feel which with each breath. Before you start to go inwards, to focus to your awareness inwards, focusing more and more inwards. And perhaps when your body is feeling most comfortable, most relaxed, because there is always one spot in your body which is feeling most relaxed, and you can try to find this spot, you can try to find this point. And somehow everyone has an intuitive feeling for relaxation. Also, relaxation can also be learned, can be trained somehow. And some people speak from a relaxed concentration. Others would prefer concentrated relaxation, so you can choose a relaxed concentration or a concentrated relaxedness. With your conscious awareness, with your conscious mind, you can listen somehow with curiosity, while another part of your mind, an unconscious part of your thinking, can just relax. And sometimes my voice can just be like background music. We often hear music and we do not even hear consciously. Music can be in the background somehow, and so my voice sometimes can be more in the conscious mind. And sometimes more in the background. And even if my English, because I'm not a native speaker, is not always perfectly correct, you can choose your own words. It's always good to tailor what I say to your own inner needs, so you can also modify the things. Whenever what I say is perfectly correct for you, just follow my words, and whenever you have better words, follow your own words. And this recording is something similar to what athletes using for mental training. Mental training, mental strengthening, to be prepared and prepare for special situations. And I believe, and it is my experience from working with many people, that every human being has intuitive knowledge about hypnosis, about how trance is working, how to go in special mental states, a state which is helping you in special situations. And so you cannot just pretend that you know how to go into a trance. You can activate this intuitive knowledge. So you can just pretend that you are somehow in a nice hypnotic state, and at the same time you can be intellectually curious and be totally relaxed. Just be there. And you, if you have not done already anyhow, you can also close your eyes, be aware of your inner experience. Because there is always one part of the body that feels better than other parts. And you might wonder, where is this part for you? If you look around in your body, the part that feels most comfortable, most relaxed. And with every breath you take, the feelings of comfort and relaxation can spread. And with every breath out, all tension that is not really necessary, can melt away. So, comfort can go in, comfort can expand, tension can go out automatically and easily. Somehow like through a special lightning rod. Perhaps now with and through the left leg or the right arms, any stress and tension that is not medically needed, that has no use for you, can drain away. And at the same time, all background noises, which are not necessary, can go away. And you can know when even whenever it is necessary, the medical doctors will take care for you, can take care for you in a very, very good way, and will be there in the right time. And because of this, you can refocus to the signals of your body, the part who is feeling best can expand. And the part which has unnecessary tensions, feelings of discomfort, this can fade away more and more. You more and more can go in a more relaxed state. And everything which was tense before can be replaced with a sense of comfort. And there is also one area in the throat, in the muscles and mechanism of breathing, that is most open and most free. And I wonder, where is this area for you? The area where breathing is easy and comfortable. And you can begin to focus, to concentrate on this area which is feeling best. And with each breath in, this area can enlarge, expand, widen to other parts of the body, passages, the lungs with each breath. It can expand a little, become lighter and lighter. And any tension that's not necessary can be dissipated, perhaps through an arm or one of your legs. And you can consciously focus on this experience, or unconsciously. But even in a sleep, you can find the places in the body that are relatively free and open. And from there, the comfort of breathing, the freedom of to breath, can expand. More and more with every breath you take. And maybe you heard or read about a research project in Canada a long time ago. Children who had to endure unpleasant, painful medical procedures. Some children were completely relaxed and calm, and for others, the procedures were challenging, even difficult. And they asked the children who were comfortable during the procedures, how do you do it? Maybe other children can learn from it. As it turned out, they used all on their own, naturally, a number of hypnotic pain control techniques, much like we hypnotherapists using with pain patients. As an example, one girl said, "Oh, when you do this to me, I'm not in my body. I always go to my playroom at home. I'm missing my playroom at home so much here in this clinic. So I always go to my playroom at home. I play with my toys. I leave my body and the body stays here for treatment. The treatment my body needs for my health." Another child said, "I pinch myself with the thumbnail in another finger, and I feel only this little pain and nothing else." This is so interesting. Can we also learn from these children? And that's the same seems to be happening with this virus. We now know that for many people, this virus causes only weak symptoms, or maybe no symptoms at all. And what do those 80% who have no problems, no symptoms, what do the 98% of those who have no problems in some age groups? Can we learn from them too? Can we learn from them? And especially older people who have decades of knowledge, so much life experience, so many diseases they have survived. Their bodies know what to do, know what to do. And with every serious diagnosis, such as a cancer, for a short moment at the beginning, some people can hardly breathe. The news can be frightening, shocking. And then, with all the experience of life, already you have overcome so many crises. There's a natural and calm response, more and more calm, like someone having to explore a cave. The explorer benefits from staying completely calm. Even if there is a problem at the moment when exploring, always staying calm. No need to use much oxygen. Always calm. And with this calm life experience, it is possible to have support from others when needed, and always staying calm. And the more calm the explorer is knowing, the better the chances. And at the beginning, still a little bit of stress, that is okay, always okay, that's natural. But soon again, calmer and calmer. With all the decades of life experience, all the decades of your life experience. And what did the doctor tell us earlier? How often we heard about other viruses? There is no need for any medication. Just rest. Sleep. And let the body take care for things. My doctors said such things again and again to me. Sleep, rest. Let the body do the things, let the body with millions of years of evolutionary experience take care of the things. Accept the fever, if fever is there. Fever is a healthy response, a strong response to get the body to an operating temperature. An operating mode, so it can solve the problem faster. And once I asked the child how to relieve and control his breathing problem. This child has breathing problems. And the child told me something interesting. The child said, my doctor explained it to me. There are many small bubbles in the lungs, like little balloons. And you can imagine that each of these bubbles is like a fist. And with each breath in, with each breath in, you close your fist a little bit. And with each breath out, you open your fist again. You can feel your fist, close your fist a little bit and open it again. And when this image works for you, then you can follow this image directly. And of course, if you have a better image, follow the image that works best for you. And so you can also open your fist a little while breathing in. And close your fist a little while breathing out, as it is most comfortable for you, in your own rhythm, in the rhythm of your breathing, open and close your fist just a little bit. Open and close your hand just a little bit. Only a little bit, and more easily, more and more pleasantly. And with this opening and closing of your hand, all the little bubbles can follow more and more, and all can be more and more open. And whenever your own words fit better, then follow your own words. So maybe in some phases you can open your fist a little bit while breathing in and close it a little bit while breathing out. In any way that the lungs support their function best at this moment. And all this can go completely automatically, like in a trance, in a deep, nice trance. But also later during your sleep or during half sleeping, daydreaming, always a little bit more comfortable, always a little bit more relaxed. And there's a story I know from a doctor, a friend of mine. It's a true story from his day when he was working in a hospital. A young patient, a woman patient, very restless, was disturbing the ward. She couldn't sleep. She repeatedly asked for a strong sedative, which quickly led her to sleep. My friend, as a young doctor, did not find this so useful. But the hospital management told him, you have to give her the sedative. He went to the hospital bed with a sedative and the syringe and said, I'm still young and inexperienced. This has to be injected in a certain speed, and therefore I have to ask you something first. I need some information. When the medication enters the body, is this a little bit like a burning sensation? And by describing the effect of the injection, the patient become tired and tired and tired. And the doctor said, no, don't go to sleep yet. I need more information. Where in the body do you first notice that it draws you to sleep? No, please do not sleep. Tell me more. And making use of her memory of the many sedative injections in the past, the patient fell asleep. And the doctor still had the injection equipment in his hand. and how you can use this story in this moment, why I have told you. What memories do you have that your conscious and unconscious mind can make use of now? I myself have used this story to reduce my headache medication long time ago during having migraine. I first used 4/5 of a tablet, then 3/4 of the pill, then half of the pill, and I always was focusing, how does it feel? What is the first feeling I have when I take this pill, when this tablet is starting to work? And what is the next feeling I have? And so I more and more reduced the amount of pills I have to take. And how you can now use in this situation you are now, your experiential knowledge of beneficial effects of other treatments. What memories can help me now in my daydreams and night dreams? What memories can help you in this moment? If I would be needing my own recording, maybe I would remember my mother. And my mother knew so many home remedies. When I was a boy, a young man, and whenever the story I'm telling here is fitting directly, use it directly. And whenever you have better own examples from your life experience, just replace it by your own life experience, by your own memories. For colds, as example, my mother put hot oil on an old cloth diaper and put it on my chest. And also, this was around 55 years ago or more, I can still remember the feeling so well. How this warmth is so pleasant, and how everything loosens up and makes breathing easier. Easier and lighter. Or the memory of mentholated ointments and oils. Tiger balm. How did it smell? And how did it help to make breathing just a little idea better? Better and better. Salt bath, steam rooms, salty sea air. Such pleasant effects on the circulation in the bronchi and lungs. And everything can be more easy, so can be open more and more. And you can use your own memories, the best memories you have. And such psychological factors that can support. Maybe even in a case of illness, if I needed to hear my own recording you are hearing now, I would maybe remember a story from an old anecdote book. I was reading this in my childhood. It was an amazing story. The story tells a situation around 1880, 140 years ago, in an inn. Still no electric light, and the guest in middle of night, complete darkness, had some difficulty in breathing, feeling of oppression in the dark, and he more he was going out of the bed, felt his way towards the window. He found the window, the glass window, but somehow not the handle to open the window. He wanted fresh air very quickly, very fast. And he just smashed the glass with the elbow and finally, the relieving fresh air. He breathed in his fresh air and calmed down more and more, going back to the bed. Fresh air in the room now, this great feeling of fresh air. More and more calm and calm and going to sleep again. And more calm in breathing and more relaxed. But now in this book of anecdotes from 1880, the story was not yet over. The next morning, the guest was a little bit shocked and ashamed. He discovered that he smashed the glass of the big wall clock. But he could still remember how the fresh air calmed him down. And how can we now, in such situations, activate the best memories? The best memories of our whole life, in every situation, to breathe in peace and calm and quiet at all times. Perhaps great memories of mountain peaks, walks on a wonderful beach, fresh air, salty air, fresh mountain air. And how can this trash of memories be used to relax more and more, to relax more and more calmly? And I recently asked another child, a child who has to work with inner images for health reasons in order to influence his own body. And this child, even young, is amazingly talented in doing this and has very good images of processes in the body. And this kid looked at the picture of this virus with interest. And then she said quietly, it was a girl, "So I have to go to my lair of traps. Traps for bacteria and viruses. And I have to find the right trap so I can catch this." Isn't it interesting and even exciting how a little child, she was below 10 years old, described it? She was looking for a trap that is exactly tailor-made for this virus. And somehow, according to the latest research I was reading from Australia, concerning this coronavirus, and they are saying also we do not yet have any vaccination. Our bodies can develop antibodies after a very short time. They measured it. And these millions of years of evolutionary history, nature has equipped us with the ability to cope with new challenges, to react to such new situations, and we can support this by keeping calm, using pictures like the picture with a trap or other helpful inner pictures. And you have so much time these days to develop tailored inner pictures, tailored imaginations, and being completely relaxed, just be there. And let the body do the work. With millions of years of experience from generation to generation, react to this new challenge. Don't overreact, don't underreact. Just react at the right way. And even takes a well-deserved time out, every now and then, and relax deeper and deeper. Sleep and sleep more and more. And the healthy sleep can help the body heal. And our body immune system can react in the exact right way. Not overreact like an allergy, not underreact, just in the right way, with your inner intelligent, intuitive knowledge, and casually imagining from time to time what a healthy mucous membrane looks like, how it feels, pink, enough fluid. And we are told over and over again, drink plenty of fluids, drink plenty of fluids. And when you are lying there, relax, you might want to stay that for a while. How you can still wet the throat? What can you do? Everyone has a favorite food. Me, for instance, banana split with vanilla ice cream, or banana smoothie, or fresh mango. And when I think about it, whether I like it or not, my mouth is getting wet. I have some water in the mouth. And so you can remember your most favorite foods, the best memories, while you are laying there, the best desserts you have been eating, the best drinks. Sometimes on a party you have to wait a long time because someone is giving a long toast and the water is already running in your mouth. And all such memories can help to create some fluid, moisten your mouth, and to relax more and more calmly. In your own way. And sometimes too, you can reorient yourself a little bit and drink something healthy and refreshing. It's necessary to drink something from time to time. And you can use humor, best memories, plans for the future. Everything can come together, the best memories and the best plans for the future. And being always calmer and calmer into a state where the body uses only little oxygen while you are breathing safely and efficiently. And yet the body has everything it needs. And the body, the own defense system, can and does reduce the number of viruses automatically. It is just what the body does and knows how to do since millions of years, just as it happened so many times in life, in your own life and in nature. You have so much experience curing viral diseases in vacation time in foreign countries, but also at home. And of course, you might also have that experience from school time with pepper or sneezing powder, making your nose itch, and maybe you don't want to show your school friends that your nose itches. And you can suppress such a sneezing reflex incredibly if you really want to. And to a certain degree you also can suppress the coughing. Staying calm and drinking something, drink in time, swallowing time, and a bit later you can cough in a relaxed way, coughing whenever it's necessary to get rid of the things. Coughing is a healthy response. Even if a cough reflex comes, then drink 2-3 sips calmly and relaxed and don't use up unnecessary energy. And how we can use all the knowledge we have gained for decades. How to calm down, to reduce the mucus and irritation again and again, And after this coughing in a very efficient, coughing in a very relaxed way, and perhaps you might even remember when you were younger, listening to the absolute favorite music of that time. Remember your room when you have been growing up. The room from the old times, your favorite music. You even might be able to hear that music from old times, remembering it. And now it's interesting. Research is showing if somebody is doing this, nail growth reacts to such memories of our youth. The hair is shining a little bit more after some time. The skin is better a little bit later, after some days, after a week or two. So it's very good to go into the best and most beautiful memories, dancing, hiking, countries you have been traveled to and still want to visit. The best things from the past to be able to do again and again in moments without desires, without interests, without needs. Just to think in a deep, restful sleep and to let the body do what the body knows what to do, to heal. And my voice, like a background music, hearing my voice, not hearing my voice. And in a dream, in a very short time outside on the watch, on the clock, in your inner mind, this can be a very, very long time. So that the body, your body in your inner trance time, can have a very, very long time to get healthy. And in reality outside, it's a very short time. Some people know such feeling from feverish states, that a long time can be like a very brief time, and a brief time can be a long time. So you can work on your recovery in an objectively short time, inside for a very long time. And you can perceive time very differently. Sometimes even during the day for a short time on your clock, inwardly you can have a very long time to work on the healing, to work on recovery. And in the night dreams you can have a very long time to work on the healing. And after this you can go in a quiet, nice, deep sleep where the body is doing all on its own. The body, immune system, the defense system can regenerate. And then at any time calmly deal with these pathogens, with this virus, just reacting in a relaxed way. So that after some time, and whenever it is time, whenever the doctors have to do something with you, whenever somebody from the family is taking care for you, whenever you have to do something, you always can come back fresh and awake. Whenever, if it's necessary, you can be in a very fast way, reorient yourself. And then you can do whatever has to be done at this moment. And so you can have the choice just to stay in this deep state and go to sleep and stay in the sleep, or you can reorient yourself whenever you want. And whenever you hear this, you can hear one time one part of the recording, and another time you can hear another part of the recording. A recording with many levels, and sometimes you can only follow my voice like a melody, like a music, and At another time, you can focus on the content. Before you reorient yourself and you can feel the refreshed energy and coming more and more back again.